Josh Felber, and you're watching Making Bank, where we uncover the strategies, the successes of the top 1%, so you can take them and start applying them to your life today, your business, to start generating massive success for you to transform who you are, where you're going, and your destiny. Welcome to Making Bank. I want you to ignore the 99%. You need to get out there and put those earmuffs on and ignore the 99% of what they're saying to you. Like, oh, what do you mean by that, Josh? Listen, most people's opinions are simply reflective of social bias. So look for references and signs of expertise before taking on any advice. A lot of times, so many of us, me included even, is you hear advice and they seem like they're genuine, or maybe they're, you know, a expert, so-called expert in their field, but hey, they're not. They, you know, maybe it's a personal trainer and he's overweight or she's overweight, and it's like, okay, well, how can they teach me how to be fit when they're not even fit themselves? Money advice or financial advice from a broker or someone of that nature that doesn't even invest money themselves, or money advice from somebody that's always broke all the time. And would you listen to relationship advice if somebody that doesn't, is not married, doesn't have a family, and maybe has not had many girlfriends in their life? Probably not. So that's what I'm saying. You gotta ignore the 99%. Select the people that you listen to carefully. That's going to dramatically enhance and change your life. Many people out there think they know what they're talking about because they've experienced a little of something, then they feel that they're experts in that field. So many people that I've come across with, whether it's been in the internet marketing world, whether it's been in the business financial world, have always come across, I'm an expert here. I'm going to get you, let's say internet marketing, I'm going to get you tons of traffic. I'm going to help you create your marketing and your sales funnels, and you're going to crush it. And then lo and behold, after you spend $100,000 later, none of them knew anything. Some of them were new. Some of them have never even done anything like that to be able to generate those results, even though they said they did. And so I'm at fault for that and listening to those kind of people as well. So don't blame yourself, but you just have to do a little more research, find a little more insight, look for references and get some references. And go straight to the top. A lot of times we take, this person's a little cheaper over here, so I'm going to go ahead and go with them. But those are the ones that may not even have had that experience. So go straight to the top. Look for the best in their field. Find out through other people that maybe you solely trust, who have they worked with? Who have they worked with that are experts in their field? And then double check them as well. So one of the best things you can do is find out, I want to eat healthier. I want to get my blood pressure down. I want to get my sugar counts down and everything like that. But do you go find people that eat at fast food every single day and eat out all the time? Or would you look for people that cook at home and have a consistent, healthy diet overall? And you want to think, hey, how do you think? How do you think about your nutrition and how are you eating? And then how do they eat? Do you come over to their house and it's just tons of carbs and not much protein and not much vegetables? Or do you go over to their house and they're eating, high quality salmon, wild salmon, and tons of raw vegetables and greens and lots of good fats? That's probably the person that you're going to want to learn from. As well as then, how do they train? Do they work out at all? Do they not even work out? Do they run? Do they do CrossFit? Do they do yoga? What pieces of that do you want to model yourself after? And if you want to get healthy and have a great diet, or have a great nutritional plan, as well as become healthier, then you're going to want to follow and learn from those people that actually practice it and do it day in and day out. And the same goes for the wealthy. The same goes for, how do I model myself after the wealthy people. The way they manage their money, you want to take a look at. Their spending habits. Are they going out spending money all the time, like I said, on dinners, or going out and spending money all the time on buying clothes and buying all these materialistic things that are never going to take them anywhere? How much do they read? Do they actually read books? The top most successful wealthy people read multiple books every single month. Some of them may even read a book a week, maybe a book every couple days. I know Tony Robbins reads a book every couple days. And then what do they like to talk about? What is it that they like to talk about and discuss with others? And then how much do they actually watch TV? You'll find it is very minimal. Most people that are successful and wealthy watch less than an hour or two per week. And then when they are, it's information that is actually going to help them, actually going to help their knowledge, and actually be able to help them move forward in their life. So I want you to figure out what behavior in your life, what behavior that you want to excel at and make better, and how will you transform your life for the best. You got to get out, find a mentor, somebody that knows what they're specifically doing in the field that you want to excel in, and ignore the other 99%. I am really excited today. We have an awesome guest on the show, and she has been able to build her business into a multi-million dollar business with several kids in tow. That means all the way up from when they were babies to now they're older and everything, but she's been able to build this business from home, create a multi-million dollar business, helping other people out there, helping other people transform the way they sell, helping other people transform the way they do what they do in their businesses, whether it's speaking, they want to get out and speak, whether it's being able to sell without selling. And so I'm really excited today to be able to have Lisa Sasevich. She is coming up next. So I want you to stick around and we'll be right back. I am Josh Felber and you're watching Making Bank. Welcome back to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the success strategies of the 1%. And I am extremely excited today to have Lisa Sasevich with me. And Lisa, if you're tired of being the best kept secret in your field, today is your chance to transform that forever. If you love what you do but hate the sales part, you are definitely in for a treat today. I am thrilled to introduce Lisa Sasevich, known by many as the Queen of Sales Conversion, proud owner of the number 169th rank of the prestigious Inc. 500 list. Wow, that's amazing. That's for America's fastest growing private companies of 2012. Recently featured in Success Magazine and honored as one of America's top women mentoring leaders by Wow Magazine. Lisa Sasevich teaches experts who are making a difference on how to get their message out there and enjoy massive results without being salesy. According to best-selling author Brian Tracy, Lisa Sasevich is one of the greatest discoveries in America today. Robert Allen, author of multiple New York Times bestsellers, says, "She added a zero to my income today just by watching her." Lisa Sasevich, watch that name. And whatever you do, be part of what she's doing. You're going to love it. After 25 years of winning top sales awards and training senior executives at companies like Pfizer and Hewlett-Packard, she left corporate America and put her skills to the test as an entrepreneur. And in just three short years, Lisa created a multi-million dollar home-based business with two toddlers in tow. And Lisa is the undisputed expert on how to make big money doing what you love. Welcome, Lisa, to Making Bank.
Thank you so much. I love making bank, both literally and figuratively. So it's an honor to be here. It's right up my alley. I really, really appreciate it. And I'm so proud of you for your recent accolades. I mean, you know, the Inc. 500's cool, but come on, an Emmy?
Emmy? I've always been wanting to make the Inc. 500. So I'm
all right. Well, how about, you know, we'll catch up to each other at some point, right? But these are bucket list things for sure. And, you know, I know for me, it wasn't even on my vision board, Inc. 500, Emmy, right? Nice. But when you do what you love and what you were made for, the world, you know, the universe, people acknowledge you, see it. And so I'm proud of both of us, right?
Definitely, for yes. sure. Well, you got to tell me, Lisa. So our audience, you know, we have a lot of entrepreneurs, people sometimes just starting businesses. And it's so awesome how you were able to create a multi-million dollar business with two kids. I mean, I have three kids, and I know how tough it is. My wife an entrepreneur, myself as an entrepreneur.
Yes.
You got to give me a little bit of background and just how you got to that point.
Sure. I mean, I you know, as you shared when you generously introduced me, I was in corporate, you know, selling millions of dollars for these big companies that, you know, I was in the Viagra launch team. Right?
Right?
I know every joke, so, you know, just bury yourself. And, you know, I worked for Hewlett-Packard internationally, and, I never sweated it when I went to make a sale or make an offer. But I will tell you, when I left corporate America, so full of myself, thinking, why don't I just do this for me? And I got out there the very first time to make my own invitation to work with me, you know, just $100 for an hour phone call of my advice. I was sweating. My hands were visibly shaking.
Oh,
I have pearls of sweat here. I was wearing a silk blouse, and ladies listening, you can understand this. You know, I had like sweat rings down to here. You know, you couldn't even hold your arms down. I mean, I was tongue-tied. This person who never thought twice about making my offer, my invitation, when it came to making it for myself, for my own service, for my own expertise, it was a whole different ball game. So, you know, it was really kind of the school of hard knocks, just figuring out, look, I'm passionate about what I do. I know I can help people to sell without being salesy, without being pushy. I already had sort of identified that it had to do with making an offer that's irresistible. Then, people pursue you instead of you pursuing them. But honestly, making my own offer was my first hurdle. So, I was my own lab. And then, you know, I worked after leaving corporate in personal development. I worked in a relationship company that taught women and men how to have good partnerships, just led intros for places like Landmark Education that I had been a student. And just started to practice. What was it to make an invitation for an intangible, for something more personal, not on behalf of another? And so all this was happening, and I was having my kids. I was at the age I kind of waited as long as I could, but biologically. And so all this was happening when my children were being born.
That's amazing.
So, now, like many women that are, advancing their career, either, some women pause, right, and then they have to figure out how to jump back in. For me, I made a decision that, I want my kids to grow up watching me live my passion. I want, even though it means I wouldn't be there 7/24, I might be traveling sometimes. I had to enroll some helpful angels whenever I could afford help. I want my kids to see what it looks like to go for it. And I feel like it's really paid off. My kids are 9 and 12 now. And, I'm just hoping to continue to represent that for them too. My daughter's already clicked into her like first major passion. She's in gymnastics, competitive level, and my son, he's still like sampling life, trying different things, basketball. He's studying for his bar mitzvah right now. So that takes some time. We're going to Israel in June for that. And so, it was just the path of, the other important thing I think is that, my then husband, he was studying to be a heart transplant surgeon. So we did 14 years of having to move every couple of years, right? And then along the way, we're having the kids and I'm trying to do my own business. And so I think the other thing was learning how that I could get my work into the world virtually. A lot like we're doing right now. So again, it was the kind of the the mother, what is the, what's the saying? Necessity is the mother of invention. You know, I have to kind of learn how to use the internet, learn how to be able to just take my laptop and move to the next town. And all those things have equated to, you know, still being working from home. Like I said, the kids are 9 and 12. They're down the street at, you know, the schools here. We live in La Jolla in San Diego, which doesn't suck. It's always a treat to live here. And I don't actually travel a ton. A lot of my colleagues who use speaking to grow their businesses are on a plane 200 plus days a year. You know, the strategies that we teach and that we use are about being able to make your invitation to your ideal client in any situation. So whether it's on a teleseminar where you just pick up the phone and you can talk to people all over the world, or a lot of people in corporate and actually in the entrepreneurial space as well are using webinars very powerfully. You know, what if you could make your invitation to more than one person at a time? So instead of one by one by one, you're doing a small presentation or you're getting on a large stage. So that's my passion is I just believe that no transformation, anything you want to do to make a difference, you know, that it won't happen unless it's preceded by a decision. Right. That the people that you want to help, before you can help them, they've got to get to a place where they decide, yes, I'm going to lose that 30 pounds. Yes, I'm going to get better health. Yes, I'm going to save my marriage. Yes, I'm going to increase my income, right? Fill in the blanks.
For sure.
And it's our job to give them what they need to say yes, right? To give them that impetus to say yes. And, you know, that's what my life is about, kind of like in and out of my business, to be honest with you. You know, yeah. But it's like, I can't not, so I might as well pay for it. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. We got to take a quick break. Can you stick around?
Sure.
Awesome. Absolutely. I am Josh Felber. You're watching Making Bank, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. You're watching Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the success strategies of the 1%. And today we are speaking with Lisa Sasevich, who with two toddlers in tow created over a multi-million dollar business. And she's sharing some of her insights on how she has done this through creating an irresistible offer, how to attract more people to what you're doing. Welcome back, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Really have fun with you. You're a great interviewer.
No, thanks. It's the energy. You just got to have that energy and it just pow, it happens.
I feel it.
All right. We're good. So tell me a little bit more. You're talking about, you know, attracting more people, you know, building the business, you know, learning all the different things. What was that one key thing? And it sounded like you mentioned it. You learned how to create an irresistible offer to attract more clients in. Can you kind of expand on that a little bit more?
Absolutely. I mean, it's my passion. And as we were saying before the break, as I was saying, I really believe, you know, that for those of us that want to make a difference in the world with our work, in order to make that difference, we have to be able to inspire our ideal client to make a decision, to step forward, to say, yes, today is the day I'm going to, you know, secure my financial freedom, save my marriage, or lose the weight I've been, you know, promising I'd lose. So whatever that is that you do, whether it's in office, or, you know, brick and mortar practice or virtually, we're doing, you know, we're all as entrepreneurs and business owners spending so much time and so much money getting out there, doing things to be known, right? To collect leads, to attract our clients. We're doing podcasts and blogs and we're on social media and we're making videos and we're going to events. And, you know, all of those things are important, of course. I do them myself. But I really would put all of that into the category of, let's say, lead generation, client attraction. Problem with doing all that is that if you don't have what I call a sales conversion machine, if all those people that you're attracting, if you don't have a system, a way to make your invitation to offer that difference you make, that transformation, then you're doing all the heavy lifting, all the hard work, all the expensive and time-consuming part. You're away from your family more than you probably want to be, and you're not seeing the rewards. And when I say rewards, I don't just mean big money, but I mean the rewards of actually being able to help people in that deeper change, that deeper transformation that you know, whether it's putting a new roof on their house or, you know, showing them how to dress for success. So we have to have an offer. You have to, here's the key, okay?
Sure.
Reverse engineer everything you do to lead to your offer, and that should be an irresistible offer. So if you're sponsoring and you got a booth somewhere, or you're, you know, have attracted one-on-one phone calls, you want to make sure that all of those things were pre-thought out, built backwards with the irresistible offer in mind. And you know, one of the things that breaks my heart, Josh, and I'm sure you've seen this too, you interview so many people, you get the 25-year veteran out there, someone that's been doing, you know, financial advising, real estate, you know, for 25 years. And they're out there doing the talks and educating the world, and they've got their brochures and their website. And, you know, they don't understand, how does this like 6-month newbie that kind of like the ink just dried on the real estate license, how are they getting the business when I've been doing this 25 years? I'm clearly the better choice. Well, when you don't make an offer, which some of our folks have been around a while, resist, right? Don't shoot the messenger here. I'm trying to help. When you don't make an offer, you're doing all the heavy lifting. You're educating the market. Thank you so much. And the new kid is coming in and, you know, using the techniques to serve people on the spot, making an offer. You did all the heavy lifting. They're getting the business.
Sure.
It doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. Well, so and so you're saying what we do is by reverse engineering, we figure mm-hmm. out where we want to be at.
Yeah.
Where we want to get to. And then start creating our path backwards to where we are today to get there.
Yes, yes. And, you know, for our business, I still work from home. We have a very small team. We're a $6 million company this year, I'm proud to say, which represents that we are serving clients now in 134 countries. And I don't really, you know, I drop my kids off at elementary and middle school today, and we'll be doing, you know, gymnastics and all the things tonight. So I'm around. I'm not traveling, you know, hundreds of days a year. You can use this model of having your irresistible offer and then having, this is the key, a presentation that leads to it. Oh, excuse me. Incoming call.
There's one of those offers.
Somebody's right there waiting for it. They probably want to make me an irresistible offer, right? Okay. Hopefully they won't call back right now, but I can't promise. So where was I? So the two keys, what I found, people say like, how did you do it, Lisa?
Sure. $100.
The key was just, I had to simplify. The key was pointing everything to my offer. So I wanted to actually, you know, just to see everybody listening can see how fast that this can work. I thought I'd take a few minutes today and just give you like the things you can do right away to start adding irresistible offers to what you're doing. I have like 3 tips in mind. Can we do that?
Definitely. I mean, it's, our audience loves the how to do this. We want to be able to give them some strategy and some execution, you know,
okay,
so that way they can get out and start making things happen today.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Well, you know, the other thing I'll say about, you know, it's a disservice not to make an offer. I think you get it, right? You're doing the heavy lifting for your competition if you're not, and you're also not, you're opening the door of possibility for people, but you're not giving them a way to step into it if you don't make that offer. So if we're going to say, well, okay, Lisa, I'll give it a try. Instead of just handing out my business card or let's do lunch, I'll make an offer. As uncomfortable as that sounds right now, I'm going to listen to you and, you know, see how I can fit this in. And my invitation is to really listen for how can this fit for me? Because I know there's some of you listening that are like, look, I sell IRAs. I don't just like pull out an order form on the spot and say, sign up here, right? Well, your offer might be you make your presentation and your offer might be a dedicated in-office appointment. You know, the offer is just the next action. Sometimes it's direct to a purchase. Sometimes it's just a committed, dedicated appointment. So I'm thinking, given the time we have, what I'll do is I'm going to divide this into 2 pieces, okay? The first piece that I'll just hand over to you right now is I want to share the elements of an offer. Like, you want to make your offer and make it irresistible. It just has to have 3 things, and I want to give those to everybody today. And then I want to show you how to build the presentation that leads to that offer. So whether you're on a stage, a teleseminar, a webinar, you know the steps to put the presentation together. Now, with the time we have, I'm going to give you the how to do the offer now. And if you want to couple that, take that further and couple that with how to do the presentation, I made a special link for your people to get the second half. Okay.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Like, relax and learn and then go to this link and you'll get everything I said, plus all the stuff on how to build the presentation that leads to it. So get that out there now. It's boostyoursalesbook.com/makingbank. Got to make sure I say it right. boostyoursalesbook.com/makingbank. And it's going to give you exactly what I'm about to teach you about the three elements to making your offer irresistible. And then the part we probably won't have time for, which is how do you reverse engineer a presentation that you can do on the phone or to a group that leads to it. With me? Okay. Again, boostyoursalesbook.com/makingbank. So how do you make an offer and make it irresistible? This is so simple. You could be like, really? But try it. And then no charge for reporting miracles. Okay. Step one is every offer needs to have what I call the main dish. The main dish is step one. So the main dish is simply, how do you deliver that difference you make? You know, if you're someone who coaches or mentors, maybe it's like, you know, 2 calls a month for 6 months. That's your main dish. Maybe you do like live seminars or training. So maybe your main dish comes in a 3-day seminar or retreat. Maybe you're a chiropractor and it's 10 in-office visits plus x-rays, right? So the main dish, how do you deliver the transformation? Got it?
Got it.
All right. Now, that's the offer. Let's talk about the irresistible. And that's where step two and three come in place. So step two is you want to think about what could I add as a bonus? What could I add as a bonus? And there's two parts to the bonus, that you, little rules that you want to keep in mind. You want your bonuses to be few, like one or two, okay? You've seen some things from kind of the older days of selling where, you know, you buy this thing for $47 and here's $68,000 worth of bonuses, right? And, you know, there are some models where it's just part of the way it works. But for the most part, for those of us selling in our own businesses, we're not going to have $68,000 of bonuses with us, right? So I'll give you an example. On our campus, our flagship program is called Speak to Sell. It's actually where we hold your hand and show you how to build your offer and build the talk that leads to it, your signature talk. So when our clients invest in Speak to Sell, we're already thinking, what's the next problem they're going to have, right? They're going to get their talk and their offer done. They're going to be confident and ready, and then they're going to look out in the world and say, I need to get booked. So we also sell a Get Booked Toolkit. It's kind of all my emails and templates for how I've stayed booked for 6 years. You know, you Google my name, I'm booked all over the place. We don't even pursue gigs. We don't work on getting booked. We just have these things that we do with each gig to turn it into more. So I share all this in my presentation, right? It's reverse engineered when I'm offering Speak to Sell. And then when I make my offer, guess what the bonus is? I'm going to give you three guesses, Josh. Bonus when people buy Speak to Sell virtual bootcamp. What do you think it is?
Probably get yourself booked.
Right? It's the get yourself booked. It's the get booked toolkit.
That's right.
And so people who are already knowing they're probably going to buy that anyway later,
right,
they find out this $500 thing, if they buy right now, they get that. You know, all that stuff of should I wait? Should I talk to my spouse? Maybe I should just get it right now. And right. So that's what you want to look for in your business is how can I add a bonus that's tightly related and I just need maybe one or two to pop that main dish offer. So that's step two. We've got the main dish and the bonus. Did you have a question?
No, I didn't know if you were pausing. You wanted me to recap, but we got main dish and bonus. All right.
Thank you. And feel free. I know I'm going a mile.
No, you're all good.
You need to like go like this. I'll pause. Third piece though, which is pretty cool is, and this would be probably when people start out trying to make an offer, an irresistible offer, this is where they make the biggest mistake because they don't do this. So you got to do this. And it's called a limiter. Okay. The limiter, and I'll give you two limiters today that you can just plug right in. The limiter should either be time limiter, like, hey, this is for this break only. Or maybe you're in a corporate environment and you say, this would be good, this special pricing would be good till the end of the month, right? And then there's quantity limiter. And sometimes there are true quantity limitations. Like maybe you're speaking to a group and you have in-office appointments that you're offering to people that want to come and learn more about your service, you know, and you only have 7 spaces over the next 2 weeks to be able to see people. So that's a true quantity limiter.
Sure.
Maybe you're speaking in front of an audience, and this happened to me the other day. I only had, you know, I flew to Vegas to speak somewhere. I had 18 of my Get Book Toolkit, like physical format, on a USB. So the first 18 people, you know, that signed up for Speak to Sell Virtual Bootcamp, they got that. Everybody else still got it, you know, virtually, but, you know, it's nice to have the package in your hand.
Right.
So you've got the main dish, you've got the bonus, and then what makes it really irresistible is the limiter, time or quantity. And just to kind of put this a little deeper, like in a practice that looks different than mine, I'll give you an example from a doctor who had a laser, what was it? It was a cosmetic laser clinic. So they did all the, you know, ladies, you know, it's like they did all the laser face, non-surgical laser facelifts and hair removal and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, he would have so many women coming through there and they get their consults, but they, you know, doctors, if you're listening, I know many of you in the health profession, you might be thinking, I can't do this in my profession. I'm a doctor. I'm not supposed to sell. Let me just give a quick example of somebody with a brick and mortar practice that is using this. I know I gave an example of maybe a more informational marketing, coaching, or training company like mine. But some years back, I was consulting a doctor that had cosmetic laser clinics. So these were in Beverly Hills, very affluent clients. Women would come in for these non-surgical facelifts. They do the laser stuff, the hair removal, all of that. And listen, if you're a health professional, I know you're sitting over there like, you know, how is this going to work for me? And I appreciate you being here and staying open because, yeah, let's face it, in your profession as a doctor, you're not supposed to come in and whip out an order form and ask people to buy something, right? So in this clinic, they would have women coming through all the time, do the consult that, you know, may or may not come back, but there was really not much of an incentive. And of course, the staff was not making offers. So we decided to have what we called cosmetic laser soirees. And so these were evening, we used the existing facility, you know, the front area where people sit, the waiting area. And they used to bring women in for like these happy hours, 60 at a time. And they would sell a few packages, but, you know, just kind of people wandering up to the desk and paying. So instead of 60, I said, let's bring them in 12 at a time. We'll do your speak to sell talk, you know, your presentation that leads to your offer. We'll talk all about, you know, the different treatments that you have. And then the offer will be that instead of $5,000, if you purchase your non-surgical facelift today, it'll be $3,000, right? So the doctor would do so great with the presentation, then he'd get to the offer part, like many of us, right? We get right up to it and we're like, I can't do it. I can't save it today only. So he'd tell him, you have a week. And I mean, it's right there, ready to go. I would be like, oh, because like most of us, he couldn't stay with the tension that needs to arise in someone
right.
before they make a buying decision. And that's a little tip. You know, there has to be a moment of tension, an internal tension, before someone is going to commit time and money and energy to something that is really transformational and maybe they hadn't planned on. You know, they didn't know you were going to make that offer. Now, I'm not talking about pressure. Pressure is what comes from the outside.
Sure.
That's what you're saying. Are you going to buy? How about now? How about, you know, that is not the neat thing about the irresistible offer is it raises tension in a person from the inside. You're cool as a cucumber. You don't need to add any pressure if the offer is irresistible. And that's the whole magic of using offers so that you're not having to be pushy or nudgy at all. So the doctor would let him, you know, give him a week and they'd walk out the door. So I came up with this 2-step process for him that you guys are welcome to borrow. So he would make the offer, you know, the $5,000 laser facelift. It's $3,000 tonight. And then he'd say, you know what? You can have a week. It's $3,000. You can have a week. But for those of you that do want to go tonight, if you book while you're here, you've got your calendar, we've got ours, we'll save a ton of phone calls. We'll also give you the $800 hair removal, you know, which happens on the same 5 sessions, so you don't have to come in twice. Most of our clients end up coming back and buying it. So you've got a week to get the $2,000, but if you're ready tonight, we'd love to throw in the $800 hair removal. And bam, you know,
wow.
We We're half, 7 out of 12 women buy, you know, the $3,000 laser facelift. You can imagine how nice that was for them to be doing, what's that, seven, you know, over $20,000, you know, week in little 3-hour evenings that used to just be costly and not bring, you know, anybody in. So, so that's the power. That's the power of the irresistible offer. And, you know, if you want to apply it in your business, and your boostyoursalesbook.com/makingbank, I also included not just our best-selling book on the topic. You can download it. You know, I'm giving it to you free. But there's a webinar that'll actually walk you through the steps. So, so if you want, make sure to register for that too. There it is.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You see how fast it took? You know, 60 women used to come through there, and maybe 2 would buy.
Sure.
You took that group of 60 and made them into 5 groups of 12. You know, and each group of 12 was bringing in 7 new clients. So that was total game changer.
That's an amazing quick turnaround for them, definitely, overall.
Yeah,
And, you know, audience, you know, you guys are listening out there, is take, you know, make sure you're taking notes of this. And you see how quickly Lisa was able to put together the whole program by reverse engineering it. You take your main dish, which is your main product. Yep. Then you come up with your bonuses that closely tie in and relate with that. And then you have some kind of time limiter, whether it's number of items or a certain time frame, weekly, hourly, whatever that may be. And you can quickly and easily create that irresistible offer today.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, I'll tell you, you know, anyone who wants to like send us, I always say no charge for reporting miracles, because when I started teaching this in 2009, I didn't expect that, you know, that what would happen. And I mean, this is how we got, you know, so big so fast and got, you know, clients like Brian Tracy. Come on. I mean, I was like, is this true? You know, I'm still, you know, kind of like picking myself. Really? Really?
Yeah.
pinching myself. But people would write us and say, I can't believe it. You know, I had a 2,000% increase in sales, and we couldn't even publish the testimonials and because they just seemed almost untrue. Right.
Sure.
But really take, you know, challenge all of you to give this gift to yourself. Really, this is not about people saying, here's the thing, when we're selling our own services, our own programs, our own advice, the shift that we've got to make on our mind is, it's not about people saying yes or no to you. It's about people saying yes or no to themselves.
Sure.
And our job is just to be able to structure that presentation and that offer so that they have what they need, all the details they need, the inspiration they need, the vision they need to be able to say yes to themselves. You know, that's really our job. And that's really what we're here to support you to do, whether you want to do it on a live stage, a teleseminar, a webinar, or one-on-one. That is our business. That's pretty much our, you know, our product line, you could say. Yeah.
That's excellent. It's, you know, that content right there, it can be a $1 million piece of information for people. And so
it is today.
Well, for
I'm looking for you guys to, you know, to just take that and run with it. Yes.
And, you know, it's, Go to the link that Lisa gave you. Was it book your sales book?
Boost your sales. Yeah, boost your sales book, because it's our best selling book. Boostyoursalesbook.com, and if you put /makingbank, you'll not only get the book, but really, you know, because of Josh's amazing work here, we put the webinar in there too, so you can have both. Really, because you're here, you're already investing in yourself, so I know that about you already.
Awesome. Well, that, and I really appreciate the offer. It's, you know, it's an exciting opportunity for our listeners to get out, get some information to really help optimize their businesses and hit them to that next level so they can send you some testimonials.
Well, you know, one of the, I mean, we've have, you know, cachet clients that I only dreamed of, right? We've had, if you're, you know, whatever industry you're in. I mean, if you're in the internet marketing space and you're following greats like Frank Kern, Jeff Walker, they've all studied our work. If you're in the health and wellness space and you are following the awesome people out there right now, like JJ Virgin or Dr. Daniel Amen and his wife, Tana Amen, again, students of our work. And the neat thing is that when you learn to make an offer, JJ Virgin and the Amens are a great example. It is the core for everything you do in your business. They both do PBS specials. Let me tell you a little secret I learned from them about PBS. You know this. People spend $250,000 putting a segment together for PBS, and they don't think about that little 15-minute part where they do the fundraising ask.
Right.
Guess which shows are getting, you know, you could have a, you know, an Emmy Award-winning PBS segment, and it's going to probably run once and never again if the offer during the PBS pledge drive is not strong. And it breaks my heart, you know, to see people all the time putting these masterpieces together, these segments, and not giving due time to the part that's going to determine whether your show is aired over and over, like Dr. Daniel Amen, the Brain Doctor, mm-hmm. like J.J. Virgin, or you're going to be a one-hit wonder. So the offer matters, you know, and it is the key. You know, if you're kind of more about making a difference, this is called making bank. So I'm sure your people here, they're about the money too.
Making a difference though too, is it?
Yes, you know, we call our students heart-centered entrepreneurs because, you know, yes, they want to make a difference. That's why they started their own business. But they get that if they don't make money too, if they're not making bank,
right,
they're going to be able to make that difference as big and as long as they want to, you know? So all the activity you're doing, what I'm offering you today is let's make it pay. You've got to have your sales conversion machine. Let's make bank.
Let's make some bank. Definitely.
Let's make some bank. Yes.
Well, you guys heard it from Lisa today. Lisa, it's such an honor to have you on Making Bank, and I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate being able to share because, listen, I have a life that when you make your vision board, like my life now so far exceeds anything I ever put on a vision board. I mean, I just wanted to do what many entrepreneurs want to do. I wanted to be able to make $10,000 a month with my own business. You know, that six-figure dream. You know, the year that I really started making offers and I started learning how to make them what I call your sales conversion machine, both one-on-one high ticket on the phone, from live stages, teleseminars and webinars, right? And also online. Those are our three categories where we recommend you're ready with your offer. I mean, when my business shot from like $80,000 in sales to $2.2 million 10 months later, you know, that I didn't have on a vision board, you know?
Right.
So you start making offers and maybe you'll experience what I did, which is like, it took me 2 years for my dreams to catch up with my reality. Everyone would say, Lisa, what are you going to do next? It was like, I don't know. I've got to catch up. My dreams haven't even caught up with where I am. And, you know, the thing that makes it the most rewarding is seeing that it is totally replicatable, that we now, you know, have thousands and thousands of clients that are, you know, retiring their husband from the job he hates or sending their children to the college of their, you know, dreams fully paid. And, you know, when we come back to why we started it all in the first place, right? It's those freedoms. It's those freedoms that we want. So thank you for what you're doing. I believe that making bank is a direct, you know, the bank that you make is a direct correlation to the difference that you're making. And I love the topic. So could be my Russian Jewish genes, I know. But I love the topic.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you again today. I know you got a tight schedule, so I appreciate you coming on. Thank you guys for watching Making Bank. I am Josh Felber. Get out and be extraordinary.
Making Bank is also available for download on iTunes and Stitcher.